It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. And you know who one of our favorite people in the world is, Alex?
Liv the Web Girl?
Yes, you would be correct. Liv the Web Girl. And guess who's on the phone with us?
Who?
Your mom and dad, Mama C and Papa C. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, now we hear that you in Cincinnati are actually big fans of the Joe and Alex Show. Is that true?
Absolutely. Listen every day.
So here's the thing, to be frank. Liv, you know, we on this show, we're really transparent, or at least try to be as much as we can, talk about things that sometimes might be a little uncomfortable, and you guys insist on listening to the show in its entirety every day, but then I know that some of the stuff that Liv says sometimes really makes you squeam.
Well, Liv the Web Girl freaks out, too.
Some of the stuff really freaks me out. I just think, why air your dirty laundry so everybody in the world can hear it and it goes into permanent record?
Well, that's the thing about radio. That's how it works.
I just hope you never want to be a Supreme Court justice.
Well, trust me, Dad, I gave that up a long time ago. Mom, what do you think about it?
Sort of hurts my heart sometimes. Sometimes I just would rather not know.
Okay, so here's the thing that I don't understand, because as much as it makes you guys squeam, it makes Liv the Web Girl squeam. And she's always freaking out. We ask her to talk about something, and she's like, oh, but my mom and dad are listening. They're going to freak out. And I'm like, if it makes you guys so uncomfortable and hurts your heart, like you said, why do you insist on listening? Because, you know, my parents gave up listening a long time ago, and Joe's mom just gave up on him a long time ago.
Yeah, my dad died because it was so bad.
Here's the thing. I think all my kids are just fantastic people, and including my son-in-laws. And so I have like sort of these expectations, and whatever Olivia chooses to do, I will absolutely support her 1,000% in anything that she wants to do. So I'm showing my support by doing, whether it be, even though it makes me very uncomfortable at times.
Which I love that you guys support me fully. And I love that you guys listen to the show, because I know it's you guys supporting me. And I know there's some things we talk about that you guys are uncomfortable with, and you still kind of stick through it. I guess what I don't like is getting like the texts of your all's comments and things like that afterwards.
Like, what are some things they say to you? What do they comment?
Just like, oh, really? And like, oh, I don't like that you said that, and things like that, which it's like, if you're going to support me, then support me. If you guys aren't going to, then that's fine. Just don't say anything. And here's the thing, too, is that the reason why I air out all my dirty laundry and why I'm totally transparent is because I know I am like almost 100% of the people out there. Everyone has dirty laundry, and most people aren't willing to share it, but I'm willing to share it so I can make another person be like, okay, well, I'm not the only one. Or, like, I'm not the only person out there.
Papa C, what do you think about that?
I mean, I think that's a really good way to look at it. And even though I'm really supportive, the reason I listen to the show is because I love hearing your voice. I want it, you know, it makes me feel close to you because I miss you. I miss seeing you all the time. But, on the other hand, there are certain things in life that I would not support if you made those decisions. Like, if you decided you were going to be a stripper, I'm not going to support that. If you decided you were going to be a call girl, I'm not going to support that. If you decided you were going to be a porno star, I am not going to support that. I would expect more from you because I have you in such high regard, and I think you are such a great person that you don't need to lower yourself to that.
Papa, see, it's funny because those are the next jobs that usually happen after radio fails.
Shut up.
What about you, Mama C?
A lot of what Tim said. I think I have higher expectations of what Livia does and how she conducts herself. I know we all do things. We all have things that we would maybe prefer not to be on the air. But when I hear stuff that Olivia did, I guess I always know that my kids do things that are probably not something I would approve of. But if I don't hear about, that's okay. So sometimes it's a hard pill to swallow to hear it on the air. It's hard, and it will always be hard. I think that's just part of a parent child.
You might suspect that I'm doing some things, or you might suspect that like me and like all of my sisters did certain things when we were younger and whatnot. But it's like, I guess hearing it, that kind of confirms it. That's kind of a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I get that. But here's the thing. Didn't you and Dad ever do things that you didn't want your parents to know? that you would have never told your parents? Of course, everyone does. Unfortunately, the business I'm in, I've got to share it.
And that's absolutely your choice, but that doesn't mean that we have to like it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think you have to like it either, but I don't understand you guys texting Liv and making her feel bad about it. Like, why not just not listen? Or, you know, what my mom does is she listens and supports me, but she'll wait and see what the podcasts are, and she'll click on certain ones that she knows is going to be something that she's okay with and interested in hearing. But she doesn't listen to the show in its entirety because, just like you guys, she gets real uncomfortable.
I sort of feel like here's the thing with parenting, in my opinion. This is just the way that I feel like for me, Livia is not accountable to anybody. Like, for instance, I even told her this. When my daughter got married to her husband, she's accountable to him and he's accountable to her. And so there's that reflection as far as like what boundaries to push and what not to push. Olivia doesn't really have a permanent significant other. So I sort of feel like that she's still finding her way. So there is just, I feel like that is sort of my job because I'm still her parent until she takes this. It takes a spouse that I'm like that a boundary. It's just a boundary for her. Like, hey, you might want to think twice about it, or hey, I really didn't care about that. That is just it. Now, once she gets married, that's her husband's job. Just like it's my husband's job to say, hey, that probably isn't a good idea, or I can tell him, hey, I wouldn't do that if I were you. I think that might not be a good idea. So that's why I sort of feel like that's still my job with Olivia.
I guess my thing is that I want to be honest about every single thing I do because I'm okay with every single thing I do. And I would never want to do something that I was so ashamed of that I didn't want anyone in the public to know or like anyone know. Obviously, there are certain things I wouldn't share with my parents because it's uncomfortable. But like as far as like other strangers, like there's nothing that I've done that I would be too ashamed to tell them about. Like, that's just not how I want to live my life. So I guess that's my point, is that it's not like, oh shoot, should I share this? Is this a good thing to share or not a good thing to share? Like, I think that anything I have done, I want to share because that's who I am and that's my truth.
What about sharing about the satanic child sacrifice you did last weekend?
Alex, I told you that in confidence. Are you kidding me? Ultimately, I want to make you guys proud, and I love you guys so, so much. You mean everything to me, and I love the relationship we have. Sometimes when you guys text me when you're still in the heat of the moment after finding something out, or heat in the moment after hearing something, it can be hurtful. And it scares me that I'm completely ruining my relationship with you guys just because I'm being open and honest.
Olivia, there's nothing you could ever, ever do that would hurt your relationship with us.
What about the satanic child sacrifice?
I know. There is nothing she could ever, ever do that would ever stop us from loving her and supporting her.
As far as the satanic sacrifices, I'm just going to call an exorcist.
Well, whoever's got that baby in the background, I'd keep it away from Liv, just saying.
Right,
Mama C, Papa C, thank you so much for being on the show today. We appreciate that. Liv, thank you for being so open about that. That's not an easy conversation to have.
You're welcome. I'm just wondering if I'll get some text afterwards.
I'm sure.
Oh, you know you will. 317-239-1009. Hopefully we'll get some calls right now here on the Joe and Alex show. Should Liv the Web Girl just stop sharing about what's going on?
Should Liv the Web Girl start censoring herself more on our show, or should her parents just stop listening if it bothers them so much? You can see a picture of Liv and her parents on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show as well. 317-239-1009. I put a picture of Liv and her parents up on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show and Facebook Radio Now 100.9. Chelsea said, I think they know that they can stop listening if it's bad. Sounds like there was a mutual understanding and they sound like great parents. Mrs. L Boogie said, I think it's sweet and I love that conversation. You can't block a parent's love. Continue to be yourself. We also got an interesting comment from Law Photography. She said, I think that they should understand their daughter is a grown woman and can talk about her personal life if she wants. We can't please everyone. And Kentucky Renee said, they should stop listening. She's an adult and this is her job.
Yeah, I mean, radio is a unique job where you put your information out there. That's how we get paid. Crystal, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and I see here you're actually a model.
I am.
What kind of modeling do you do?
Nude. Ooh. And I do fashion and lingerie.
And what do your parents think about that?
They aren't approving of the nude. They're okay with the fashion and lingerie, obviously, because I'm covered, but when it comes to the nudity, they're not very supportive.
Is that tough for you to have them not be supportive of you?
It's a little hard and, you know, concerning for me, but I mean, they still tell me that they love me.
Yeah.
But I have had to tell them to, like, stay off my Instagram, stay off my Facebook fan page.
Well, you know what, Crystal?
Like,
two things. First of all, what's your Instagram?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I don't mind saying it. But
well, you probably should say, because now everyone listening wants to know. So go ahead.
It's Crystal_McBoutte.
Oh, wow. I just sent you a DM. Okay, cool. Hey, Crystal Booty, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. That's got to be tough, though, when your parents kind of disapprove of stuff, because everybody wants their parents' approval. Danny, we'll wrap up with you this morning on the Joe and Alex show. You're in Greenwood, and what did you want to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that not just Liv, but everybody on the show, you know, I love how you guys are open, and that's how, or the why, me and all my friends listen every morning. So I say just keep doing it.
Hey, Danny, thank you, man. We appreciate that. That's what we do try to be. If you're new to the Joe and Alex show, me, Alex, Liv the Web Girl, we try to be open books and share because, well, we're real people. And at least me, I'm pretty messed up.
That's true.